listening to an interview with the man who the movie Good Morning Vietnam was based on. We'll look him up online here real quick. Oh, let's see here. What was his name? Da 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 da. Adrian Cronauer. He explained. He said, "No, I didn't say good morning, Vietnam, with that long good to make it, you know, sound exciting. Because when Robin Williams does it, he goes, good morning, Vietnam, right? It's a raising crescendo. He used the word crescendo. I didn't use the word. And when he did it on the radio, it was a long monotone good. Good morning, Vietnam. And the reason he said he would do that is sometimes he would show up late for his duty on Armed Forces Network, and he had to like arrange a record or something, get something ready to play, because that was his job. And he'd like get in the studio at the very last minute, so he had to do something to stretch out that introduction so that he could get rolling. And so what am I doing? I'm just yammering. Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now, to get something on the microphone. Let's take a look at, I guess one of the things we can do today is, look at the news, right? Let's go look at the news for today. I know the last thing that was in the news was, State of the Union, and, I'm not a fan of the man who's in, but he's there, and, you know, I don't think the man's very competent. I don't think he's doing well. I think he's ill. And I think he's old. And I sometimes believe some of the conspiracies behind someone else being behind this man, puppeting him, because it doesn't seem like he's capable of really making any decisions of his own. The only conversation that people on that side of the conversation have is, hey, look at the other side. They don't have anything good to say. They don't have anything to share other than, hey, look at how bad the other side is. Well, why don't you look at how bad the situation is that we're in currently, whether you're responsible for it or not, and see if we can do something about that. Anywho's, I'm not a fan of all the government we have right now. We need less government, not more. Not more solutions being solved, just more, just get out of the way. Just stop being involved in some things. I don't think the federal government should be involved in a lot of things. I don't think they should be involved in education. There's so many things that they could just not get involved in. It would be easier to just say the things that they should be involved in, you know, like interstate road travel and armed forces, right? And even in the Armed Forces Department, a lot of that could be shifted over to the states, where the states just had their own militias and they would be called upon as necessary. But outside of that, they've just grown so large, it's just a beast that just hungers for more and more and just can't be satiated. Is that the right word? Satiated? Anywho, what else do we got in today's news? News, Google News. Top stories. Government shutdown averted as Senate passes $459 billion funding bill. That's $500 billion right there. And like somebody else said online recently, they spend more than what they budget. Even though they have a bill that's passed to spend $460 billion, which is basically $500 billion, they will spend more than $500 billion. They're going to spend like about $6.5 billion. Why? What are they spending all this money on? You know, so many things that are so trivial. It's like, it's just something the government shouldn't even be involved in. Trump post $91.6 million bond for defamation judgment in Carroll case. Yeah, well, you know, why? It just seems like everybody's out on a witch hunt for this guy because they don't want him to win. They know how popular he is. That's really what it amounts to. That's the bottom line. Trump is popular. He's very popular. And he's one of those polarizing kind of people. You either love him or hate him. I'm voting for him because he's the lesser of two evils. And he's way better than the evil we got right now in office. Way better. But they're just throwing anything. They're just throwing anything at that man. And he's like Teflon, man. It just falls off. It doesn't even stick. What else do we got going on here? Biden backs efforts to force sale of TikTok by Chinese owner. What is that? Why does the federal government need to be involved in these things? Can't a parent, you know, be smart enough to raise their kids to not get involved in some of that stuff? I mean, isn't it really what's going on is that they can't control their own kids, so they need the federal government to do it? Or like what's his name, the Facebook guy, Zuckerberg? I'm gonna control. I care about people, so I'm gonna control Instagram. Okay, that's a job for parents. Parents, come on, people. You mean to tell you can't? You know why? Because we've allowed ourselves to be slaves of these things. We've allowed ourselves to be slaves to these devices, and now we can no longer, you know, extract ourselves from them. I think that when in the Old Testament they would, what was it they would do when they were repenting? They would put on sackcloth and ashes, right? Now, what we need to do is we need to find a vault or buy a time lock vault, lock our telephones in there for a month. That's our form of sackcloth and ashes. Get rid of those phones. 5 killed in Gaza. Aid drop parachute failure. I wonder what's up with that. We don't need to be involved in Gaza. You know, I read something recently in the Bible about the sea to sea. I think it was in Deuteronomy. Sea to sea. Let me see if I can find this. Yeah, it was in Psalm 72. Psalm 72. Now, what is the chant for Palestine? What's the chant for, what's the Palestinian chant? Let's look it up here. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. Well, what does the Bible say? Talking about Israel now. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and the isles shall be, and of the isles shall bring presents. The king of Sheba and Sheba shall offer gifts. That's what the Bible has to say about sea to sea. And so it should be from the river to the sea, Israel will be in charge. I know you don't like that. Some people don't like that. Back to the news. What else do we got here? State of the Union, what the world made of Biden's big speech. I couldn't listen to it. I've listened to some people even talk about it, and I couldn't listen to them talking about it. Is Berdychi, Ukraine's M1 Abrams tanks made their last in Berdychi, Ukraine's M1 Abrams tanks made their last stand. Ukraine. Putin said Ukraine in that interview with Carl Tucker. Ukraine has always been part of Russia from eons ago. Even though Lenin considered them their own state. They were always considered a part of Russia. Well, and then he's going to say, you know, something like, well, you know, the eastern part of Ukraine is full of Russian sympathetic people. Well, of course it is. You know why? Because during the Soviet reign, there was something called Russification. Russification, look it up. And the Russians in Moscow would put Russian officials into these states, into these places. They'd inundate them with Russians. And they would change their culture. They would override the culture of the people that were in those places. All over the world, all the way down to Georgia. I'm not talking about Georgia, the United States, but the Caucasus Mountains in Georgia, and then those states that are close to the Middle East, Turkestan and Azerbaijan or whatever. You know, they would send a bunch of Russian people there. So, of course, there was Russian influence in all these states because you guys sent a bunch of Russians over there. Anywho, they're at war with Ukraine, and we're spending all this money in Ukraine. And they're saying, well, we're doing this so that we don't have to send troops over there. And the question is, you know, what do we do? Do we get involved? Do we not get involved? Do we send money over there? The question I'm going to ask is money the solution? Is money the solution? Because that's the deal with the federal government. It's like every problem, there's a solution to it, money. And it's always our money. They made a big stink about when Trump said something about Russia can do whatever it wants if you don't want to. And that was in response to Trump demanding that these European nations pay their fair share in NATO, that these European nations would pay their fair share in NATO. And they don't. You know, if you've ever been in the military, I've been in the military. I was in the Army for 7 years. I was an infantry man. Everything that happens in NATO or in the UN or whatever, that all, almost 90% of it gets paid by the United States of America from our tax dollars. We are the financial system of NATO. We are the financial system of the UN. We're the ones who foot the bill. You and me, American taxpayer, Joe taxpayer, is footing the bill for these world nation programs. And these other countries, they don't foot nothing for two reasons. One, they don't want to, right? And two, they can't. They don't have any money. So Trump's like, we're done with this. We don't want to be paying the bill all the time. We shouldn't have to be 100% responsible. We're not even asking to like just totally get out of it and not pay anything. We're just saying, hey, can you pay your fair share of this? I mean, man, you split a pizza with somebody, you go out to dinner, and folks are demanding that you sell them their money. Right? Oh man, you ate two pieces of pizza tonight, and Jim ate one, so you owe for, you know, 2/16 of the pizza. So pay up, right? Well, these people in the UN are like, America, pay for, you know, 17 slices of pizza while we get the benefit from each one of us getting a piece of pizza and paying a penny. I'm going to give you a dollar. Oh, I left some money on the table as a tip. You know, I had some loose change in my pocket. No, you got to pay your fair share. That's what Trump was saying. You know, if you don't want to pay your fair share, we just let these people do whatever they want. You know, it's Europe. It's not America. It's not like they're. And of course, it's cindery. That's my new word for this year, incendiary remark. You know, it heats people up. But anywho, we'll bail Europe out again, just like we usually do. We'll bail them out. If it gets so bad, we'll have to send our young men and women over there to bail Europe out. again. World War One, World War Two, and now World War Three. Not Cyclops. Henry Cavill reportedly makes Marvel debut as most popular X-Men hero in upcoming MCU movie. I don't care. Who among us can't relate to being in cloud storage? This is a computer. This is probably coming up because I like computer questions and stuff. The cloud. You know what the joke is about the cloud? The internet and the cloud? The cloud is just someone else's computer that's connected to your computer via telecom, via the cable company. Right, your computer is communicating with somebody else's computer over the internet. Server client, it's nothing new. Yeah, on your trip to Hawaii, this is something else I guess I always look up is Hawaii stuff. Don't skip this laid-back strip of Oahu's coastline. I'm a big fan of North Shore. That's me. I love the attitude of North Shore Hawaii. I really, really love North Shore Hawaii. Just so peaceful, so laid back. That to me is just it's awesome. Warner Brothers is now erasing games as it plans to delist. I don't want to talk about that. Da-da-da-da-da. Large balloon found in Alaska under investigation. Well, there you go. I guess now Russia's sending balloons over the United States. U.S. says UFO sighting likely secret military tests. Business stock market today. Stocks pull back after February job reports. Man, the economy is in the pits. The economy is in the pits. It's horrible. Oh, man, the economy is so, so bad. What is the deal with these overinflated house prices? Why is it that a 2 or 3 bedroom house just about anywhere in the United States of America is $500,000? $400,000, $380,000 for a 2 or 3 bedroom house. Not a mansion, just a house is $500,000. That's stupid. No wonder these people are upset. No wonder they're upset. They're telling people, hey, they pursue the American dream. Get a house, you know, get ready for retirement. You can't get ready for retirement when you got to buy, you're just living in a place that's $500,000. That's stupid. And why is the price of wood so high? Man, I live in Washington State. There's trees all over the place. There's so many trees in the United States of America right now that they're combusting on their own and starting forest fires in California. Right? There's more trees in North America now than there ever has been since the beginning of history. There's more trees in North America since the Westerners came over to this continent. There's more trees in this continent than has ever existed in history that we know of. Cut them down. That'll give people jobs. Cut these trees down. Let people cut trees down. Let people drill for oil. Let people buy cars that run on gas. Right? Oh, the climate. I don't believe in climate change. I don't believe in climate change. I like what that one businessman said. He said, if climate change was real, and they keep saying that the whole planet is going to fall apart in 40 years, and we're going to have global floods, he said, you couldn't get a loan to build anything. The banks wouldn't give you a loan to build stuff. If they knew that stuff was true, the banks wouldn't give you a loan to build stuff. It's a fraud. It's a fraud that's being pulled on every person on the planet right now. And you're being punished if you're not willing to play along with the game. I guess I saw a YouTube or a short today where this guy said that now they want to tell you that you can't grill outside because that impacts the climate. If you want to cook food, you have to cook it in your house on an electric stove or in an electric oven, right? Because you're going to damage the climate. That's baloney. You're not going to damage the climate. You can't do that. You can't destroy this planet. It's not possible. We are insignificant in altering the ecosystem of this planet. The eruption of a volcano is magnitudes greater in effect on this planet as far as climate change or whatever than all the cars that have ever built in the history of man have been. One volcanic eruption. And you can't control a volcanic eruption. Nobody can control a volcanic eruption. Right? So why are we worried about this stuff? It's baloney. It's all garbage. Biden proposes $10,000 tax break for first-time home buyers. I might need that. Well, but then again, I'm not buying a house for $500,000. OpenAI, Mira Murati had concerns about Sam I don't even know what it's called anymore. AI, artificial intelligence and the hype or whatever. I just saw a video of a guy making fun of artificial intelligence. He asked for a hamburger. He says, make it with no cheese. The thing puts more cheese on it. You know what artificial intelligence is? I'm going to tell you what artificial intelligence is. It's hype from the technical companies to get you to buy something you don't need. That's exactly what it is. It is hype from the technical companies to get you to buy something you don't need. You don't need it. You can continue. There's nothing it offers to the businesses. Maybe it can, these natural language things can help you frame your conversation better in writing, or it can generate pictures for creativity or whatever. But outside of that, it has no value. Outside of making videos of Tom Cruise movies with replacing Tom Cruise with Arnold Schwarzenegger, maybe that. Somebody said we created one of the greatest tools for sharing information in the 90s called the internet. And what did people use it for? Sharing cat pictures. And that's exactly what's going to happen with it. That is what's happening with the AI. People are going around and making Tom Cruise, or replacing Tom Cruise in Tom Cruise movies with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah. And people are going to buy it for millions of dollars, just like they buy the cloud for millions of dollars. And now they're finally realizing, hey, we don't need to spend $1 million on the cloud. I saw an article about a company where this guy said, hey, you know, if I push this one button, this guy's at the company, he works in the technical department. He says, you know, if I push this one button, it would save the company $500,000 a year. $500,000 a year in cloud costs. And the bosses are like, well, write a letter up about it and we'll discuss it and we'll just see what we should do or not. So he's like, I'm not going to do that. So one weekend after, you know, mulling this over for like months, one weekend he says, you know what? I'm just going to push the button. I'm going to see what happens. So he pushes this button. And about 2 or 3 weeks later, they get their bill from the internet. Now, everything's been running the same way it had run before. They get a bill, and it's like hundreds of thousands of dollars less than what they had been paying. And they're like, what happened? How did this happen? And so the guy has to confess. He's like, yeah, I pushed the button, and I shut such and such off. We didn't need it. And that is what people are doing. They're spending millions of dollars on certain cloud infrastructure that they don't even need. They don't even need it. What else do we got in the news today? How long have I been at this so far? And we're pushing 25 minutes right now. I'm going to wrap it up with one more story, and then I'll let you guys go. Do we want to talk about Microsoft warns Russia hackers? Yeah, Russia's hacking our elections. They want us. They're the ones that are making us like Trump. We're not that naive. We're not. Damsel Review. Mike Millie Bobby Brown goes Rambo and diverting Netflix adventure. Box office Kung Fu Panda 4 bounced to 3.8 million. Empire of Hope Angel Studio delivers a remarkable story in Cabrini. Sports. I don't keep up with sports. But I will talk about what we've got here. Why Mike Tyson will get knocked out by Jake Paul. Well, Mike Tyson's not a young guy anymore, you know, but he's still vicious. I wouldn't mess with him. I couldn't mess with him. I don't know. I'll after seeing Mike Rogan on Joe Rogan, after seeing Mike Tyson on Joe Rogan eating mushrooms, I wouldn't want to get anywhere near the guy. It seems dangerous. And that's the persona he wants to give, so it's working for him. Hey, God bless. Bye.